Yes, I did.
That
I
was
just...
my fault. I think. Radio.
Cool and Dre.
Pull up on them bitches, get out, walk. Way too many hoes, like I play golf. She somewhere in Waynesboro, stranded, lost. Bitch catching feelings like Randy Moss. Young money shit, got the bathroom door locked. Soon go hard, y'all's off of them, my car top. Hang gathers, I'm a ball to my heart stop. Nice red bone in a thong and a bra top. Looking for a queen for my king size bed. I can make that pussy stand up and drop dead. Fucking with Latoon, then the nigga get murked. A nigga get killed like a motherfucking skirt. I do it like Nike, I'm psychic, I knew you like it. Run up in your ass, then I dash like a hyphen. This is priceless, not for sale. And I unveil.
Jackass of the Year Award goes out to George Zimmerman. For those of y'all that don't know, George Zimmerman just got caught earlier today. He got released, but he got caught earlier today. His wife, now check this out, y'all. His wife just said she threatened her and her father with a gun and hit her and threatened her father with a gun. Only 4 weeks after he just got acquitted from the Trayvon Martin case. You know, the true snakes always come out. He's been arrested. He's been picked up at least 2 times. And this, I mean, all within 1 month after he just got caught, you tell me, you know, any other person would have left that state from the first of all, man. You know what I mean? That's what I thought. Somebody would have just left that state and been like, yo, I ain't gonna stay in this state, yo. You know, people gonna end up trying to kill me. Certain things are gonna happen, but not George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman chooses to try to stay in the state and, you know, make a life still. I don't know. I don't know if he's trying to make a life still. He's trying to make a point. But that's a dangerous thing he's doing. His wife probably wants to move. She probably feels like that. If I was her, I would feel like I would want to move. I would think you would want to move because that's dangerous. You're living in, this world is, you was acquitted fairly, you know? We got some noise in the background, some kids in the background just coming in there. But, DJ Big Stu. Once again, like I was saying, we were talking about George Zimmerman. And he definitely getting what he's deserving, you know what I mean? So we're going to see what's going on with George Zimmerman. But once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu. I want to let y'all know where y'all at because I haven't did that in a while.
Beat Radio.
We the number one station in the business. We the best station in the world. We do what we do because we are fantastic. We for the stars. Say the name again.
Beat Radio.
We like to have fun. We like to have fun. Yeah, we just be playing rap. I don't like to call myself number one, really. I just say that just to be joking. But I may not be the best, but I'm better than the rest. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you understand that, but I understand that. If you don't understand that, you need to call me later on so I can personalize off the air and personally explain you back. Because some people don't understand that. They don't understand that. What I want to do is get into a little music. I got a lot of new joints tonight. Got a couple of remixes. Not mine, but some other cats. You know what I'm saying? I show dudes love because that's what I do because I'm the DJ Big Bizzle on the Trizzle My Nizzle. You know, I get that little rhyming part from my man RJ Dapp. That's a shout out to my homie, my ex partner on the radio. We used to always be, RJ used to be like the Trizzle, man. You know, Stu, that's like a pop a pep. That's like a pep a pop on a riding rock. So I get my own little sayings, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you used to be little, you'd be like, yo, say it, but don't spray it. Everybody heard that one. Say it like you spit on somebody. Say it, but don't spray it. Hit it, but don't quit it. We used to be smoking the weed in the staircase. And niggas would be like, hit it. Excuse me. Wow. Y'all know what I say when I do the N-word, right? Y'all helping me build a new studio. I just got to pull $20 out of my pocket right now. But this is one thing, you know, I usually put a couple of $20 through the day for using the N-word. This is the first time I use the N-word today. But I'm getting better. I'm getting brighter. Rah. But when brothers used to be in the staircase hall smoking the marijuana, y'all, you used to be like, hit it, but don't kill it. You know, because you had some brothers that they smoke, they kill it. I still got a homeboy. My man, S-K-I-M-O. S-K-I-M-O. Yo, he used to have to smoke a whole blunt to himself. Half the blunt. Nine of us. Nickel bag of weed. He smoked half the blunt to himself, then passed. And he said, because he was like 19 feet tall, he said because he was taller than all of us, he had to smoke more than all of us. He believed that cockabammy? This was another thing to plot the weed, man. I remember dudes to make records like, pa-ta-ta-ti on the left hand side. But anyway, what we going to do right now, get into some funky music right now, baby. It's the major player with the one slayer. The one who do the dance to make you clap your hands. The one who says let's go when it's time to rock and roll. It's you know who, baby. DJ Big Bizzle Twizzle on a ha 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 ha. I won't say that word. Nah.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJ.
Hey man.
DJ.
I wanna put these young boys up on game. In order to get anything in life, you gotta be consistent and loyal. You know? dancing, she's bouncing around everywhere.
You know I'm about this dough. Hustling to get this cash. Baby, everywhere I go, I'm about that money bag. You know this is what I do, and there ain't no turning back. I'ma spread it with my crew. We about that money bag.
Fetted in a cool glass of champagne, and a bad bitch with a nigga last name. In your crib on 8, hey, counting that paper. 80 inch flat screen, blowing at Jamaica. Ciroc. OJ and Henny had the Lambo in the hood when it wasn't that many.
Remember that?
Sun rays shining off the pinky finger. Life's a bitch, just gotta outthink her.
Oh, and I see you niggas sliding too. I got plenty for that though. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? We just getting money, having fun. Popping bottles, after bottles, after bottles.
You know I'm about the dough. Hustling to get this cash. Baby, everywhere I go, I'm about that money bag. You know this is what I do, and there ain't no turning back. I'ma spread it with my crew. We about that money bag.
Whole click racked up, we maintain. Everybody eating, so it ain't no play. All this money, tab bitch strainin'. All this pile of chicken, out of campaign. All these buckets of ice with champagne and all these leeches. This shit draining, thing on the trigger. Yeah, I'm still aiming. Feds on my back, niggas trying to put my name.
Nah, that go. No. Oh, he's hitting my man.
You know I'm about this dough. Hustling to get this cash. Baby, everywhere I go, I'm about that money bag. You know this is what I do, and there ain't no turning back. I'ma spread it with my crew. Be about that money bag.
To the flow.
Yeah, man.
the
floor.
To the floor. To the floor. To the floor. To the floor.
Said a hip hop, a hip it to the hip hip hopper. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to the beat. I said a hip hop, a hip it to the hip hip hopper. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to the beat. I said a hip hop, a hip it to the hip hip hopper. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to
the
beat.
Legend of the Phoenix. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Hands in the air, hands in the air, oh, hands in the air.
Dedicate this song to that special chick.
Block Club DJ. Block Club DJ.
Baby, what's mine's yours. You can have all that and even more. I got a black car go on a shopping spree. I buy you so much ice, girl, you can't see. Your old man trying to lock you down. Come with UTJ and you'll be free. She got her own, she independent. We at the lake, she skinny dipping. In the hotel, we wake the neighbors. They knocking like Jehovah's Witness. Girl, we dead kick, ever try karate. Out on my yacht, we go out, let's shop it. Back to my suite, 10 grand a night. Just me and you, it's a private party. She sent from heaven, man, she need wings on her. I might have to put a ring on her. Damn, she's so bad, damn, she's so sick. I wonder how she fit jeans on it. For me, she unleash her inner animal when we meet. And she a lady off in the streets, but a beast when we in the sheet.
We go walking in the woods, nobody can hear us. And you can be as freaky as you should.
Minaj, Keisha Cole, Ciara, much more. He was saying a lot of girls. He was going hard at them. And a couple of them responded back to him. He dissed T.I. He dissed a couple of cats, man. I don't know. And a lot of them are saying he dissed Tiger. A lot of them are saying that he really just didn't want to get, they didn't want to get on his record with him. You know, and T.I. tweeted back that he called them Burberry, man. Burberry. And he said, Burberry know that nobody want to do no songs with him because he got HIV. He said something deep like that. So it's a little, they was going hard, man. Twitter is crazy. So, you know, I don't know how true that is, but that was something that T.I. threw back at him after he said what he said to T.I. You know, he was like, F T.I., F this one, F that one, F Drake, F this one. And people basically saying he's mad. And actually, Nicki Minaj posted a picture of Tiger. Tiger Buster showed her a picture, or one of them showed each other a picture of, you know, him asking them to be on the song with them, and they basically said they passed, you know, a few people passed to be on his song, be on the album with him. I don't know what's going on, but a lot of people ain't rocking with him. Bad Girl Diaries, Rihanna Lizzle, picture with a fan at the NYFW Alexander Wang party, the New York FW Alexander Wang party, and they were saying Rihanna was looking really tore up sitting with fans, you know, like, you know, not even sitting, you know. Well, I'm going to get it to y'all. The fans should be glad Rihanna didn't knock her upside the head like she does some of her fans. Rihanna refused to pose with a fan at the Alexander Wang party, saying she was too fucked up and drunk. One of the female admirers told the star how sexy she was and asked if she could have a snapshot. The Umbrella singer refused, pushing the girl and telling her the family, I'm just chilling. I'm too fucked up and drunk. No pictures. Well, I don't know if that's that, but I don't know why that's news. But I guess she said I'm too fucked up and drunk. Maybe that's what they said. You know, she stayed drunk. Maybe that's what the story's about. That she's staying drunk, and, you know, she's sitting where she was sitting. She too scissored, you know. But anyway, you know, your fans make your records, man. Without the fans, man, you know, it don't take nothing to take a snapshot. And the picture they got is like the fan looking a little upset over there. And, you know, she's sitting there with the cup, sitting right next to the fan. You know, the picture doesn't look really well. You know? You're a star. You're not supposed to just be sitting down like that in certain parties, especially the Alexander Wayne party. You know, that's one of the biggest parties in New York City. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. She's getting twisty, dripping syrup, mixed her own drink or something. George Zimmerman's wife will not, George Zimmerman will not be charged in the violent incident after his wife recants her story. You know, you guys know what happened. Dad and mom called and said, please don't give it. We're going to give you more. They offered her some more of that money out of that purse that they're getting out of all you people who he concocted. They splitting that money up. This guy keep having brushes with the law and getting away scot-free. Lake Mary Police Chief Steve B. Brackdale tells us Shelly and her father declined to press charges and George will not be arrested. He said, my misunderstanding is that she never saw his firearm and that is what she is now telling us. So George Zimmerman is free to go and he will not be arrested. The chief of police with George Richmond isn't telling him neither. The chief of police with George was arrested isn't telling him neither. TME said he's frustrated. Shelly Zimmerman changed her story. The chief is Chief Steve Blackwell. He's frustrated. Chief Blackwell says Zimmerman, the guy, just can't stay out the news, referring to the Trayvon Martin killing, speeding tickets, and now this. Blackwell says, you think he'd get the heck out of Dodge, which I said earlier, like, you would have thought he would have moved and went to another state, but he's still doing stupid stuff riding around. We told Shelly we created her story after talking to her lawyer. The chief said because her flip-flopping, there was not enough to affect the arrest, unfortunately. Bracknell seemed concerned that Zimmerman is bent on causing trouble, saying, it's smoke. Is there fire somewhere? Lord knows. You know what I'm saying? We asked him if he feels safe. If Zimmerman was next door, was his next door neighbor, the chief was clear. I would not want to be Zimmerman's neighbor. No, I would not want to be the neighbor of George Zimmerman. Wow.
You don't want George in his
family. See, people are starting to look at and see what it is now. People are feeling stupid in Florida. People are seeing the backlash that's coming to them. And the racism, you guys protected a dumb guy. You know what I'm saying? And he's just even more gun. He's going to kill somebody more again. You know what I'm saying? Let's hope it's not a black kid. And I hate to say it like that, but let's hope it's not. There's no, you know, because he's going to kill. And the thing is, he's riding around still toting guns. He's riding around. He's like a gangbanger right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He's like a gangbanger right now. He can carry guns because he was acquitted of all charges. So, you know, but he like a gangbanger right now. He's living like life like a gangbanger. You know that you live by the gun is a saying. You live by the gun, you live by the sword, you die by the sword, you die by the gun. And that's what George Zimmerman is doing right now. He's definitely died by the gun. And she spoke to her lawyer. That means her lawyer must have spoke to his lawyers, and they worked something out where they can make some money. You know what I mean? Where she don't press no charges, where they can make some money. And that's all it was. You know, that's all it was. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, you know, that's what it's about with her. She's just want to get some money because she know he probably got a book. Him and her probably sitting there in their house. Oh, we got a book. Channel 2 want to give us a movie. All these people want to get our story. And she's looking at, I really don't want to be with him, but I want some of that money because I was with him and I've been with him through this time. She's supposed to be mad, actually, that he let her take the fall for when they talked about how much money they had in the savings account and they found out she had more. She's actually on trial going to court for that. And she says he never showed up to court to support her. She was actually mad at that. So that's where their beef really started at. I mean, where they were supposed to be getting divorced, but that was one of the things that she said to the press. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, George. Now, your home ain't good. Your wife going to be with somebody else, George Zimmerman. You know? She might be with a black guy with a hoodie on. right now. That would be so crazy if you come home one day and your wife goes out with a black guy with a hoodie. What would you do, George? I would like to know what would you do, George. I really would. George Zimmerman. Let's get into some more music. This is Beef Stew Radio. Matter of fact, I don't know if I should get into some more music or should I do a little more hokey pokey dokey, you know, get into some more gossip. I'm going to get into some more gossip real quick, man, because I only gave y'all a little bit. We talked about George Zimmerman, that asshole, for a little while, and I just get so mad when I think about that guy, you know? And then I see him still doing asshole things that don't help. You dig what I'm saying? You dig. It ain't worth it. It ain't working. Now, Muslim matrimony. Janet Jackson spotted shopping for Islamic attire in Dubai. You know, Janet Jackson, she's really taking this Muslim thing all the way. Now, you know, her brothers is Muslim. She has a lot of brothers that's Muslim. The Jackson 5 family is actually, even Michael Jackson was supposed to be connected to the Nation of Islam. And that was surprising. A lot of people didn't know that. If your Muslim husband was a billionaire, you would be dressed in the part of praising Allah, too, according to the Gulf News. Janet Jackson seems to be settling into her new role as Dudetfu Kutari's wife. The pop star was spotted in Dubois on Thursday shopping for Apayas at the Village Mall among the Germanich Beach Road. According to the Gulf News reader, Jackson, who married the married Qatari business tycoon Wamin Mahan last year, walked into the boutique Tunisi at around 4 in the afternoon. She was talking to the shop attendants and picking some clothes. She had a companion, another woman with her, who was dressed in, you know, the basic Arabic way, you know, how you cover your face and stuff like that. And a person who represented the store, you know, confirmed to the tabloid that the person in the store was just Janet Jackson. So, yes, Janet Jackson is now, I don't know, because, you know, the Jackson family, that could be just her. But, you know, she's a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? She's married to a Muslim man now. She's married to a wealthy Muslim man now. Way more money than you, Jermaine. Wait, I gotta hurt Jermaine. A woman dies after falling 6 stories from her dorm room while visiting a friend. Oh, God, that's, you know, this is things that happen, man. Things that happen. A 19-year-old woman died yesterday after falling from the 6-story college dorm room. Police said Stephanie Ann Lear was trying to climb onto the rooftop from the room on the University of Minnesota campus when she fell. The Hebbenton County Medical Examiner found she died of blunt force injuries. She fell from the window into the courtyard at the Yard Hall about 4:30 p.m. Saturday and was taken to the Hebbenton County Medical Center, where she died the following day. Police said they were treating the death as an accident. Say Miss Lear was trying to reach a gravel rooftop about 3 feet away when she fell. She was not a university student, and her friends were not the only other persons in the room at the time. A screen had been removed from the window before the accident. Tim Booth Community Foundation, Jed Directors, and UNICEF told the Star Tribune that the screens were not designed to be removed. He told the newspaper, We take safety very serious for our students and those who come to visit the campus. This thing wasn't a safe thing to do. Authorities say Ms. Lear's friend had been moved to another room. The Star Tribune reports alcohol was found in the room, but police are waiting for the results to determine was Ms. Lear and, you know, had any alcohol. A university spokesperson stated in a statement, "Our thoughts and prayers go out to her family and friends. We hope students will use this as a reminder to be protective and caring for friends and classmates, according The story is sad, but why did they have to jump on the roof? What did her? Why didn't her friend stop her? That's what people are saying. Which was true. It has to be, you know, I hate to say it, but it has to be something drunk. It can't be, because, you know, 3 feet away, a roof overnight, I mean, in the afternoon, what was you doing? You had to be sneaking or something. It had to be something. You know? I don't know what to do, you know? I don't know what would it do. So, a lot of people are taking mad shots at my man, Lamar. A lot of people. His former teammate, Matt Barnes, y'all know Matt Barnes, Gloria Barnes from Basketball Wives, her husband, he speaks out about the legend. And that was his former teammate. Trouble NBA baller and husband of Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom could very possibly be having the worst year of his life. From the messy cheating and divorce rumors to the alleged struggle with drug addiction and even the DUI, he's definitely in the midst of the storm. But despite all the rumors, one person still has Lamar back, and former teammate and LA Clippers player Matt Barnes, who recently told the YBF that he thinks his homie will be just fine. Matt Barnes is Lamar's good friend and former teammate, and he says he never saw the alleged drug abuse Lamar's been accused of for weeks now. At this weekend Hollywood premiere party of Boardwalk Empire, Matt Barnes had some kind words for his embroiled former teammate Lamar Odom, and hinted that the whole crack cocaine abuse fiasco could just be blown out of proportion. Obviously, things in L.A. get a little bit of blown out of proportion, Matt tells the YBF.com. I know Lamar well, and I just want to wish him the best, not only in his basketball career, but his personal life, too. He knows where he should be fine. And he said he knows we're here, like, as for him and his wife, and he should be fine. And for whether he so any drug abuse of Lamar playing the two NBA teams, Lakers and Clint winning? He said, no, but I've been around the whole time and I never saw it. Hopefully Matt is right about this, the magazine says. Unless we find out Matt is his partner. Matt's saying all this now, so Lamar don't say, me and Matt was smoking dope. Because, you know, that's how the baseball players did it. Once they found out somebody was getting high, baseball, taking steroids, all the baseball players was like, yo, listen. He shot something too. I didn't shoot nothing by myself. We all shot something. Next you know, it got all the way back to A-Rod. A-Rod, A-Rod. Nah. Now, for all you people that don't know, a historic record was set to this year in football this week. For real, we on the come up, black people. Historically. A historic record was set. 9 African-American quarterbacks started the NFL games this week. You remember, like, see, a lot of people don't, see, maybe some women don't know what's going on, but quarterback was a very racial position back in the days, you know? It's one of the positions that, you know, you didn't have too many black quarterbacks, because the quarterback is like the team leader, the team captain, you know, the player that charges the team down, you know? Quarterbacker, and so like kind of like the middle linebacker on the defense. But the quarterback is really kind of like the person who the team follows. The defense dudes go out there and break people down, and the linebackers protect him, and the wide receiver catches his pass if he takes care of him. And we didn't have that many. We had quite a few. But this year, this week, we had 9, can I say it again? 9 African-American football players. Later on, I'm going to read you all the 9 players if you don't know their names later on in the show. I will do that. A woman sues the hospital after anesthetist draws a mustache on her face while she was sedated before surgery. That was somebody who wanted to lose their goddamn job. Somebody had to tell her, too, like, yo, she drew a mustache on your face while you were sedated. You know? Oh, also, Gucci Mane said he wanted he wanted to have sex with Tiny. That's why he. That's how he tried this T.I. He said he after he had sex with all these, the one he wanted to have sex with now is Tiny and her ugly ass. That's how he said it. Just like that. Nicki Minaj responded back like saying, I wish I would have slept with his ugly ass. Are y'all serious? So I wonder what's going on. Somewhere or another, rappers are lying about their bedroom. Whether they did sleep with him or whether they didn't sleep with him. Girls are lying on either opening their legs or brothers are lying on their Johnson. You notice I said brothers, right? I didn't use the N-word, y'all. Getting better. Getting better. There's so many things going on here. You know, Shantae Moore ended up confronting Kellyanne Price about threatening her, too. On the R&B Divas. People turned to, you know, I don't think R&B Divas was a good look for Kelly Price because there's a lot of people saying they don't like her now. She lost a lot of her fans. And I know Kelly Price used to have a lot of, you know, people, we was all going for Kelly Price. But I think now when we see the Kelly Price behind the scene, it's like, well, what the hell is this? I wonder if she's going to say that, they edited to make me look like that. But that's what all the people that get dislikes say. They don't show y'all everything. But what they did show us of you was crazy as hell. Neighborhood crime watcher accused of having forced sex with 9 women. He was supposed to be to protect the women, and now he was accused not to have forced sex with them. No, this is, and this neighborhood watch guy is a black guy. He probably was the only black guy in the neighborhood because, you know, in my neighborhood, they don't be having no neighborhood watch. You know what I'm saying? They have tenant associations. The old ladies that sit there and gossip about what's going on in the building. But ain't nobody trying to stop no watch. Neighborhood crime watch leader in Texas. You would be Texas, you know, so you know what I'm saying? Led a double life as a serial force sex. Police said Van Draylen Dixon, 38, is accused of having forced sex with 9 women in South Dallas. Cops say they matched his DNA with one of the women. Dixon is now on the run, ditching his car in Dallas suburb of Garland, and his old neighbors live in fear. I wouldn't have thought it was him, a female neighbor told CBS Channel 11. It's scary to live that close to someone that's doing that. The attacks on June 22nd near Fair Park, the pervert picked off women walking alone in the morning in the dark and forced them at gunpoint into a secluded area where he robbed and forced sex with them. It took a while for police to recognize the pattern of the serious rapist work. The first two attacks were followed by 6 weeks of quiet before the creep returned, racking up victims with increasing speed. Police warned the public on Tuesday. Dixon was identified by laboratory results. It is crazy how people live 30 double lives, the magazine says. The 38-year-old served as a crime watch leader for the Mill City Community Association until the day he disappeared. Neighbors told the station they often saw Dixon walking the streets, but he was a quiet guy and kept to himself. Police suspected the early going suspect lived among his victims because the attacks fell within 12 square miles. He apparently fled about the same time P5 died and was seen leaving his children in the care of relatives. There's now a warrant for Dixon arrest and $1 million bond. Crime Stoppers and local business put up $15,000 award for any information on his captures. Dixon, you in Texas? You fooled them? You know you going down, right? You know you going down in Texas. So you might as well say you might get the death penalty. Now, depending on, I'm going to be honest with you, and this is some real true stuff. Depending on the skin of these women, depending on how if Dixon gonna live or not. If it's half and half, he's getting life in prison regardless of what color they are. Let's give that a fact. But this is Texas, y'all. He could be getting a death penalty, you know, some stuff what he did. He, matter of fact, I'm pretty sure he might get the death penalty. If he, huh? And then he's going to Texas prison. He's going to be a booty plucker. That's what I call sexual offenders, booty plockers, because the minute they get out in public, their booty is plucked. Whereas the stomp with the feet and the jail boots, whether it's plucked with razor blades, or whether you get what you gave when you was out here. And when you go to state penitentiaries, that's usually what it gives. So if you go to county penitentiary or like Rikers Island or city penitentiaries where you stay for 8 months no longer, you know, you might not get raped though then for a sexual crime. You might just get stomped out, stabbed, sliced, cut, poked, chilled. But you might not get raped. You might not have to worry about getting raped. You might have to just worry about getting killed, stabbed, sliced. Especially on Rikers Island, you just got to worry about getting sliced, stabbed, extorted, phone time taken, any money, any food, any anything, you know. You would have to just live in a box 24 hours a day, 23 hours a day when you come out. And even then, you got to watch yourself because, you know, CEOs don't, they don't take kind of that crap. So this dude's going to be a booty boxer. It's time for us to get back into some more Get Down, Get Down. So once again, it's Beef Stew Radio. It's your man DJ Big Stew. I got some more new music. We got new music all day, baby. Let's ride and roll. Let's ride and roll.
Oh, I love the high life. Yeah, I love the high life. Oh, and I don't care what you like. I'm just living my life.
Oh. I remember hearing Jay talk about Ace of Spades. I quote lines from legends, they dreams of getting paid. Popped my first gold bottle in the Queen City. With the team VIP, brought the city with me. Beautiful ladies surround us, they wanna know our name. Sip Ace of Spades, way before the fame. Team at the embassy, baby, let's go up to my suite. Fuck up your hair, we rolling around in the sheets. We roll around in Jeeps, yeah, we fuck up the streets. And pop gold bottles for the deceased. Fallen soldiers, sip till I fall over. Wake up next to a model and then I do it all over. Lord, forgive me for my sins, but I'm just trying to win. Until then, I'ma keep stunting. I never want for nothing. Them gold bottles so stunning. I can make you feel fantastic. I can make you feel like a woman should. Now is you rolling or not? Cause any woman would. The king of clubs, Trump tight on that Ace of Spades. Living the life and label, I swear this shit is crazy. Shit is amazing. Streets they made. Put top dollar on gold bottles and women praise. Now pop one for the haters though. Raise your glass up high, what you hating for? I pop gold bottles with my nigga Blue. He preached the unspoken word, real nigga salute. This is to success and being blessed, and I will never, never settle for less. Gold bottles for my niggas, never lose hope, cause the top is so close. Yeah. Everything it's supposed to be. A chosen crew, the only few who get close to me. Gold bottles, we popping because we up next. Toast to the best, my loved ones, and ignore the rest. This is everything that you thought it was. From down south, we global now, you know what's up. We got now and got next. Gold bottles, we popping because we want the best. My name.
Can have the rest.
Gonna twerk something, bend that thing over. Girl, I'ma smack it. Everybody know Caleb James love the ratchet, so gon' get ratchet. Girl, get ratchet. Me and my my niggas, we all looking for that action. We trying to get it popping. Molly pills popped them. Damn it, I'm rolling. Damn it, I'm rolling. Catch me in the shower, be cooling on the low end. Rose gold chain and my whole wrist frozen. Dope boy magic. Know I'm getting fits off. Mix masters on it. You don't know how much the fit costs. When them girls see me, they all go crazy. I just keep it cool, keep everything wavy. Bitches twerking in my living room, I ain't paying them. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the a.m. Damn it, I'm to the AM, but a shawty gon' let me in them cheeks though. I'm posted in the crib with 6 freak hoes. Then I turn my living room to a freak show. My front room looking like King of Diamonds. Too many diamonds, don't know what the time is. Only thing these hoes know is a nigga shining. Got them like, ooh shit, when a nigga sliding. Shawty, you the shit, let me dream on. Pack that ass up, be my theme song. That purple activist is what I lean on. Booty super big, let me see my dreams on.
hustling on the grind. That was my man El Casino. El Gunner and Mo Money in the building. What's good, y'all? I'm in the building. I was over there doing some technical difficulty stuff, man, fixing some wires. We got little things going on at Beef Stew Radio. I got some wires all on the floor, man. I almost tripped up trying to run over here and switch the button and blah, blah, blah. But I'm real, y'all. But I'm here, y'all. What's good? We in the building, man. We was just talking about a little earlier about they caught the neighborhood watch dude who forced himself on 9 women. That's crazy, right? But we in the building, man. Beef Stew Radio. Once again, for all you guys that's out there that's rapping, trying to get on. If you're trying to get on that showcase for the Block Club DJs in November, you holler at your boy DJ Big Stu. It's actually going to be in New Jersey, so that's hot. So, you know, it's going to be in the New Jersey joint. It's going to be a nice big showcase. Over a thousand, over more than 1,000 DJs will be in the building to pass your music to. We got a package that you can also get your music really promoted that day. Then we also got fashion and fashion shows going on. So if you got some clothes out there, you're trying to, and you want to showcase your joint, you want to put your joints in the fashion show, you can get down too. You know what I'm saying? And we also are accepting new DJs. All right. So if you want to become a member of the Block Club DJs and you want to be a new DJ, you can holler at your boy DJ Big Stu at BeefStewRadio.com. Also hit me at DJ Big Stu at Yahoo.com. Or you can go to Block Club DJs videos, Block Club DJs East Coast videos.com, and you can sign up there, you know. So, yeah, man, make sure y'all do that, man. We're trying to get all over the world, man. We're trying to get all over the world. And we was talking about Brandy the other day too. Brandy's, she says she's, you know, she's so over Q and 9 other things that she's discovered when she was rewatching Moesha. You know what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, when she went back, she looked at Moesha and was like, wow, you know, that was a time of my life, whatever, whatever, whatever. But, you know, we loved the Moesha. We really dug Brandy when she was Moesha, man. You know what I'm saying? So we can't forget that, you know. But that was just something that she said. She put up Moesha, you know, y'all know the scene, y'all know the theme song. You know, who didn't love Moesha back in the day? Even though Moesha was far from perfect, it was great to see images of black people who weren't living their lives to keep the function. Where we related with characters, we related to the characters, sing along the theme song, which I, you know what I'm saying? And couldn't wait to see, you know, when she came on and when she brought some new stuff. Y'all knew what we see now. We was really proud of Brandy, you know what I mean? Brandy was, what we could say was a nice star. Brandy, Raven, Simone, they was a breath of fresh air stars at the time. They were some sisters that really did it. You know what I'm saying? Really did it at the time, and really did things on television and opened the doors for a lot of other, you know, like when you look at Brandy's show, you see some other young sisters and brothers that was on that show who you can relate to and be like, wow, they started at that show. I remember this watching Brandy. You know what I'm saying? It's sad that Hakeem died. For those of you who don't know, the one who played Hakeem, remember her best friend, the male friend, he died a few years back in a car accident, man. And that was very unknown. Nobody really spoke on that. And I thought that was kind of wrong because he was a guy that we all liked. And why did nobody really let that be known that, let that be known, man, that this was going down. You know what I'm saying? This was going down. You know that at the Alexander Wang party, everybody was, you know, women was getting their hairs done, doing everything, you know, basically that's what it's all about, the look, the hair, the stylist and all that in that joint. But yeah, man, and a lot of people was in there. Ian and Naomi Campbell, you know, Amon and Naomi Campbell go in on high fashion designers over racism in the modern industries. There's a time of silence that is not, there's a time when silence is not acceptable. You know, that's what they're claiming now. There's a lot of racism with a lot of the models. They're saying there's not a lot of black models now. You know what I'm saying? Serena Williams and her boo, Serena Williams is in a swirl. But, you know, a lot of people are trying to say, isn't he married? Well, you know, Serena Williams is a rebel, and she doesn't really care. She does what she wants to do. But Serena Williams celebrated her U.S. Open victory by making the media rounds in New York Monday. She wasn't alone either. Homegirl brought along her good luck charm, Coach Patrick Martotu. Martotu has three kids and a wife and is reportedly separated from, because these are coats now too, mind you. She later switched up her get up to do a TV show, a TV actor. So, you know, You know, she said something about him one day that had looking at her funny. But, you know, the funny part is that when you look at people, when paparazzi, you catch people with the awkward faces. Like, some people be trying to look awkward and stuff, you know. So they be looking really awkward. And I don't know. I don't think I could deal with paparazzi running up in my face all the time. I might have to knock somebody out. Somebody would have to get decked in the face. They're giving Ray J props because Ray J hosted the anti-bullying game for the Rock for Life and Calabalas and Cabalas. Let's see. I can't see the whole sign. Oh, I got it. Yeah, they're just showing pictures. In the Cabalas, Ray J, the homie. He had a few of the weekend. Brandy Brother hosted an event the Cabalas for Rock for Life anti-bullying campaign for kids. Ray J held it down on the basketball court alongside with celebrities including Jamie Foxx, Chris Brown, Tank Mario, Laura Gavon, and more, including his sister Brandy was in the building. The event was put together along with former NBA player Mitch Richmond, who is the Cole Wonder of the Sacramento Kings, who is now the Cole Wonder. I wonder, what does Cole Wonder mean? That must mean Cole Wonder how the hell he got to be co-founder. That got to be that. I used to like Mitch Richmond. He was a good player. Very good player. Well, you know, basically, I didn't rock the house with the news for y'all about, you know, right now. Now is the equivalent time for the kid to, I don't know. I might play some more mixes for y'all. I do got a little bit more new music for y'all in the building. You know what I'm saying? But once again, you know, just a few things, man. Once again, like I always say, man, be happy to be blessed to be here. Everybody should be that. Every one of us should be that. You know what I mean? We should be happy to be blessed to be here, man. And another thing is make sure you support Beastie Radio. Tomorrow night, another night of Stew Talk. Wednesday night, K, Nicole, and me, Hump Day, Wednesday. Thursday night, Friday night, K Nicole has a guest on her show, no doubt. I'll be letting you know the name tomorrow, but I know she will have a guest on the show. I'm not sure who it is, but I know we will have a guest in the building on Beastie Radio Friday night. And we'll be here all week this time. You know, we took a little breathe off sometimes, you know, because we be rocking every day, yo. You know, so sometimes we got a lot of things going on, and sometimes we have to take a day or two to make sure we get things right. You know what I mean? Just me and K Nicole holding things down over here with the man upstairs. You know, the three-man family. That's what we do on the hottest station in the game. That bring in the hottest talk. Make sure, once again, Saturdays, make sure you tune in Saturdays and Sundays also. I'll be on the air sometimes. This week will be Saturday at noon. I will be on Saturday at noon. We'll be coming back for all of y'all that like to work on Saturdays and Sundays. And yeah, I used to like when I drop that noon music on y'all, get y'all through the weekend. I will be here Saturdays on noon. DJ Big Bizzle. Big Bizzle Trizzle. You know how I say that. If you don't understand it, man, you will never understand it. I can't translate it for you. people know what it means that know what it means, and they know what it means. But we're going to get into some music, man. I'm going to give y'all like 30 minutes, man. I might give y'all 30 minutes. I might give y'all 31 minutes. But you can count on it's going to be 30 minutes. It might be 32, 33, but it's going to be over 30 minutes. I'm going to give y'all 30 minutes of some nonstop new music, man. And we're in the building. Make sure y'all always tune into the place where you know to be at, Beach Dude Radio. It's your boy. It's your man. They say so many things about you, man. But you know what? Most of it is true. We in the building, DJ Big Stu. Let's go.
Hey, Big Stu. In the mix with DJ 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 Big Stu.
Okay. Let's get down to business. Got money on my mind and I can't stop thinking, so stop thinking you gon' catch me slipping. Got money on my mind and I can't stop thinking, so stop thinking you gon' catch me slipping. Stop thinking about it, just do it. 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 Some niggas lie, some dudes all talk, some niggas scream beef, all they do is call pork. Everybody big till they fall short. Don't kid yourself, I ain't for the small talk. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm a threat dream master. 10 steps ahead, I come up with schemes faster. Stick with the flow though, money over all hoes. Only thing they good for anyway is porno. Slick swagger, swift with the Mick Jagger. Fist in my pocket, I'm hitting the strip after. Anybody on deck, looking like Casper. Shorty down the swallow, I call her the kidnapper. Respect whoever getting it, young and a veteran. Warning, this flow ain't bubblegum, shit's heroin. True niggas up, off the rhythm, got them trembling. Why waste time, every line adrenaline. Got money on my mind and I can't stop thinking, so stop thinking you gon' catch me slipping. Got money on my mind and I can't stop thinking, so stop thinking you gon' catch me slipping. Stop thinking about it, just do it. 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 Yeah, more grind, equal more cheddar. Instagram, this cock sucker, I'm a go getter. Well, whatever, who can ever tell my logic? I'm about it. I'm every Jesus as a Judas, out the gossip, stop it. Cook it, cut it, bag it, split the profit. Make sure you know shit before you go and pop shit. 2 eyes open, third one watching. I would not lose, fail is not an option. And everything you hearing is real talk. My city never sleep, why should I? Real talk. So many whack rappers,
what they get a deal for?
Straight tax fight, I'll never see a bill. Stop thinking about it, just do it. 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 Can't judge me, your team can't pump me. Never was a pretty boy, far from but ugly. Can't knock my hustle, I'm picking the game lovely. Raw, uncut, bitches in the hood love me. Body any beat, my work ethic is crazy. Cross 110 sheet, I'm proud, my hood raised me. Yo, my bars cut deep like OJ. Fly in my getaway, popping a rose. Step it up a notch, way past the Jose. From Harlem to BK, back to the heights like, oh yeah. Get it, where I'm from, we got it. Not just a Jesus piece, disciples around me. Got money on my mind and I can't stop thinking, so stop thinking you gon' catch me slipping. Got money on my mind and I can't stop thinking, so stop thinking you gon' catch me slipping. Stop thinking about it, just do it. Stop thinking about it, just do it. Stop thinking about it, just do it. Stop thinking about it, just do it.
Hey, Big Stu, in the mix with DJ Big Stu. 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 In the mix with DJ Big Stu.
New York, what's up?
What's up?
LA, what's up?
What's up?
Chi-Town, what's good?
What's good?
Ohio, what's good?
What's up?
ATL, what's up?
What's up?
Jacksonville, what's up?
What's up?
Miami was good.
Oh man, I'm out here.
I'm in your hood. Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA all day.
Hey.
Tell my cousin bitches I said hey.
Ah.
Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA all day.
Hey.
Tell my cousin bitches I said hey.
Howdy, howdy to my southern bitches, my bad bitches, Mac wearing Barbie doll bitches.
I'm in the club full of models,
models,
and we all popping bottles.
Pop
rockin' shades in the club.
club cause I shine bright. These lame niggas getting blinded by my spotlight. So fall back, give me 6 GB6. The sign say no suckers in my VIP. I don't bang, but my niggas drive me. In my city, they a murder, they a murder you. Day in Columbus, what's good? From T-Town to Cleveland, it's all good. Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day.
Hey.
Tell my southern bitches I said hey. Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day.
Hey.
All day. Tell my southern bitches I said hey. Coast to coast, catch me in your hood. I'm in the Bay, sipping foes. Vegas, what's good,
dude?
Shout outs to Houston and Dallas. Phoenix, AZ, let's get it poppin', poppin'. I'm in the burbs with the white boys. We turned up, smoking trees, kissing white girls. I'm Mr. USA.
USA.
In any hood, I'm welcome to stay.
Welcome to stay.
I do it big like a prince should. Fly like a dove, use a pigeon, can't compare the two. A true G to the DNA. You niggas softer than a flower. Fuck out my face.
Yeah.
Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day.
Hey.
Tell my southern bitches I said hey.
Ah.
Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day.
Hey.
Tell my southern bitches I said
this
hey.
A Big Stu in the mix with DJ 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 Big Stu.
Even my old bitch act like she know shit. Calling me, talking about she have a slow dripping. Can I unclog her drain, please? This my side bitch, acting like my main squeeze. Sending pictures of her pussy and she never say cheese. Screaming, daddy, fuck me like you hate me. Though that's not hard to do, I'd rather not bother you. I be saying to myself, you also look like Marmaduke. With your fat ass, my style can switch up that fast. In love with corruption, wanting to give your all, will only get your back half. Glad at what that bitch was. Your man fucked your sister. Even didn't tell you you in Bellevue getting fixed up. Only cause your mother just passed and you miss her. The message I deliver make you shiver in the final days. Especially your nigga who considered me the rightful way. Bird niggas killing people for some Michael J's. Living for the day despite who say. I can say that we have both been dealt the same hand. But I am now a changed man. Moving just to make my name brand. Never caring shit about what you say. And I'm for the fans and for you it's just amazing. Man, still, I can say that we have both been dealt the same hand. But I am now a changed man, moving just to make my name brand. Never caring shit about what you say, and I'm for the fans, and for you it's just amazement. Nigga, I stole that promotional tee. I never buy me one. You pussy, but got niggas on your logo with the Tommy gun. Undivided attention is at hand for me as I've begun. You seem stunned. How come the minister said you do not want no parts of me, and neither do he? I've been practicing my archery and stepping up my skills through harder beasts. The margin be wide, niggas preach false prophecies. God is not inside the church, I've learned that he is inside of me. I will never live another man's hypocrisies. I'll send shots at heat. You wear your hair like Clubber Lang, but this is not Rocky 3. Instead, I see it more like Rambo 2B. Continue thoughts, they truly come from off my dome, display don't lose sleep. You can now meet the new me. My softer tone, they can't confuse freaks. Moving loosely, but will give me 2 feet. The bitches who creep, they want to move me in, but fooled again. The B-roll hooligan to begin. I can say that we have both been dealt the same hand, but I am now a changed man, moving just to make my name brand. Never caring shit about what you say, and I'm for the fans, and for you it's just amazement. Still, I can say that we have both been dealt the same hand, but I am now a changed man, moving just to make my name brand. Never caring shit about what you say, and I'm for the fans, and for you it's just amazement.
You know what I'm saying? I never seen such a yellow belly sap sucking motherfucker in my life, man. You know what I mean? Yo, I had to holler at this nigga, man. Let the nigga know, man. I was sticking it with his sister and all that. You know what I mean? I ain't even fuck this bitch, man. I ain't even get no ass, none of that. You know what I mean? But shorty's acting up, and I wanted to holler at the nigga and let the nigga know, yo, she acting up, man. You know, but you know, we even hanging out. This nigga gonna say, oh, I'm telling my mother. Fuck out of here, man. She a grown ass man. She a grown ass woman. Fuck is you talking about? You telling your mother, nigga. You know what I mean? The
same ass nigga talk about he was going off himself with his broad because she want to leave with her child, man. Let that bitch leave with her child, man. You know what I mean? You had that bitch around you, man. Remember that crackhead bitch was talking that shit, man. Talking about she's gonna kill herself. You know what I mean? Crackhead bitch, baby mom, talking about she's gonna kill herself and all that, cause I don't wanna fuck with her no more. I'm like, bitch, you crazy? You go ahead and do all that. So much, y'all, yeah, I took mad pills and all that. I'm like, bitch, you ain't take no pills. Bitch said, I took mad Flintstone vitamins. I said, bitch, you ain't gonna die, bitch. You gonna get a cavity. That's what I told her. You gonna get a root canal. Nobody wanna hear all that, bitch. Me, all y'all niggas, man. Y'all niggas respect the game, respect me, man. Everybody.
Welcome to the birthplace. NOLA is the first place where every day we party nonstop like it's your birthday. More than a murder rate, southern hospitality. Katrina was a lifestyle, we lived in actuality. Meet me on Bourbon Street, stop and get a daiquiri. Or take it to the Calio, the domicile of Master P. Grubbing by the Manchu, hanging on the river view. Riding on the streetcar, cooling at the House of Blues. Dancing at the Zulu Ball, chilling by the portico. You can see the Indians and brass bands going on. We can hit St. Claude, get a jeans po' boy, and every single night, somebody got a show, boy.
You got a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no.
Yeah, they got a place where everybody go. You already know it's Groove City, N.O. Mardi Gras Mumbo, Crawfish Gumbo. Take it to the Ninth Ward, Holly Grove of Congo. The land of the Hoodat, the city of the breeze. Where the ladies love to bounce and the fellas stacking G's. Money's never blue weed and rice and red beans. Anywhere you go, you can taste the cuisine. Chilling on the lake, barbecuing on the grill. Deep in the Superdome, a.k.a. the battlefield. From the 3rd Ward to 17th, East Bank to West. My city is unique, New Orleans is the best.
Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show and no. Just a show and no, just a show.
JD.
Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't. I got all these things. Cool to give head with my chase on. If I was a superhero, they would come and brainstorm. Fuck a nigga, leave me sleep with a chase on. My best line, stick him up like a tampon. The game's won, I'm coming for thrones. And if a million motherfuckers on the top, that I'm chose. Fuck y'all been doing this shit. Get up at the mic, tell the truth, you bitch.
I wear my sunglasses at night. Oh, I can't, oh, I can't. I got all these haters watching me.
Early on, rap chain, no flaw, well, solid, precious stone. For the game so strong, I can tell this song, sit back with my J's on. I'm so right, I'm wrong, so wrong, I'm right. You can see me in the spotlight, and my work's the hype, you goddamn right. Well, the bitch and little ones will die twice. Twice, say that I was born for this. Blood, sweat, and tears went through the storm for this. I will give my arm for this. Real niggas know where I'm going with this. Niggas take a high, put the rapping in the same spot. You really not the way you're thinking is a fly. You know where I'm in the fucking telling I got. Got my phone number, your haters are fly.
How am I sunglasses at night? Oh, I can't, oh, I can't. I got all these haters watching me.
What's good, my dude? Yeah, 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 you already know. Check this, man. Why don't you go get your man Fresh and your man Ronda Rosso, man? Let's show the world we up in this bitch, you know what I mean? Yeah, let's do it. That's what I'm talking about.
Real niggas over here. Still with my head. All the models over here.
Ride with us.
You got shoes everywhere.
Shit, fuck.
On my fresh, 40 on my neck. Whole team going ham, we be going in. Rose 450, think I bought about 10. Stop watching, nigga, money ain't the issue. You plotting on a nigga, killing everybody with you. You plotting on a nigga, cause your baby mama owe me. You gon' fuck around, be singing, this is for my homies.
Real niggas over here. Still the web behind you.
Holly
on the week on it. Them just say I'm stingy.
For real?
But yeah, I'm ride around, I got plenty. With the yeah, the club pack the weed on it. Like by your work, keep coming.
Keep coming.
VIP, don't need ID. The club, just say on it. Another woman, she
mine
because she want it.
Mine.
I'm buying the ball, she wanna start my. She wanna jump on it.
Jump on it.
Me and my straight flexing. Got diamonds all in my necklace. Straight eye me, think about trying me. Boy, I'm on safety and reckless. But act like you know what it is, a dirty.
What?
I ain't even forward.
Oh, really?
I done slept in the club with that 40 on me, homie. You ain't even know it.
Yep, 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 got some money. Hey.
I'm giving you that and then what you gonna do with it? You gonna
Yo, I was just listening. You guys got to go to the internet, man. You guys got to come out, check this out, man. I wish I could play it. I'm probably going to play it on the show tomorrow. I'm probably going to download it and play it tomorrow. But I want you guys to listen to what Shelly Zimmerman was telling on a 911 call. What she was saying about what George Zimmerman, he said George Zimmerman punched her father in the nose. He was reaching for his gun. He kept threatening to shoot them. She even, they even got her saying, "Dad, come in the house, come in the house. George might start shooting us. We don't know what he's capable of." That's crazy. Then after she spoke to her lawyer, she recounts her account. Them people is playing with fire in Florida, man. They playing with fire, man. The more he do stuff and stuff, the more y'all going to get yourself a riot. He making y'all look stupid. He making a lot of big-time companies and all you people that put money into them, you look stupid. You look like just stupid, racist people who put your money up and want to make it look like it was something against guns, but you really just helped a young kid die, whether what color he was, whether white, black, Chinese, Korean, all that. That's what all you rich people helped did. Some of you people are racist, you don't care, but for you people who claim not to be racist and you fake-ass people who claim to have a little bit of decency that gave him money and was acting like it was that, how you feel now when you see the jackass doing what he's doing? How you feel now? I really want to know. And I know some of you guys are sitting there saying, you know, you racist guys, y'all don't care. Y'all probably saying, hey, he just killed the, you know, the N-word, or he just killed the F the N-word, or forget the N-word, you know? We know that. But what about you so-called righteous people? You so-called people who doesn't have a racist bone in your body, but y'all still gave money to him, his defense. Him and his girl splitting that money. That's welfare. Y'all ain't want to do it to welfare, but y'all did it to George Zimmerman. Just think about it. Y'all didn't want to do it to welfare, so y'all gave it to George Zimmerman. And he leaves welfare go to a whole bunch of different people. And it might touch some, you know, some people of your own race or people of whatever race or whoever's racist. To, you know, maybe some of the welfare might, because, you know, welfare go to all people. This went to just George Zimmerman and his wife. She get $4,300 a month of your hard-earned hillbilly money. I said it, because a lot of you guys are racist. Your hard-earned farm money. It's your money. You digging it, though? You got to ask yourself if you digging it, because we over here laughing. We ain't laughing because we sad because we lost a brother, Trayvon Martin, a young brother, lost someone our futures. But we laughing at all you people who thought we were standing strong and we're going to go his defense. And all they doing is blowing your money. The lawyer, him, his wife, his dad, her dad, they all blowing. They probably fighting over money right now. Let's keep it real. That's probably what they really fighting over right now, some money. Fighting over money that y'all gave him. But this is DJ Big Bizzle, man. I'm going to take you out of here, man, with some nonstop music. Because that's how I do it. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night to another part, Stu Talk Part 2. Also tune in Wednesday night, me and Che Nicole up in the building, Hump Day. Tune in Thursday night, Underground Showcase. You know I rock the hottest underground joints, new joints, all new joints. And I will have some information for you guys about the interview. I know K. Nicole got a hot artist coming in the building, so we're going to do it like that, Beef Stew Radio. But once again, we in the building, man. I just want to say goodnight to y'all. I always thank y'all for tuning in. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Without y'all, we wouldn't be here. Y'all kept us going. Y'all keep us strong. You know what I'm saying? All praises to everybody who listened to us, man. We wish you and your families the best. And anybody out there that's having any tragedies in their family or had any loss to any family, our hearts and our prayers go out to everybody. All right? One love. Beef Stew Radio, baby. Let's do it.
This is another Block Club DJ exclusive.
I'm out here hustling, hustling on my grind. I'ma make it do what it do. No fuck it if I lose. I'ma have it do my time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My Obama Jackson.
My money, man.
But ain't no minute for my phone. Down to my last dime.
Tight, just like my verses be. But any dough I get my hands on, I make it work for me, certainly. The boy could turn 5 to 10 with just 4. I can shake the block again. Trading rocks like gems for the tracks with the rims. Nice shoes, I glide through. Gone with the wind, another block dude with dreams of trying to get in. But the game is barricaded. And most of these rap acts now be fabricated. With the mics on, you might become everyone's favorite MC. So I tell it from a writer's point of view, just to enlighten you. Other shit I'm about to do. El Gunner.
I'm out here hustling, hustling on my grind. I'ma make it do what it do. No fuck it if I lose. I'ma have to do my time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My Obama Jackson, but ain't no minutes for my phone. Down to my last dime.
Hustle with the hustlers, coke doing backflips, stealing niggas' customers, connect trying to get me. Poppy fucking with me, cause them youngins in the hood on that Bobby and that Whitney. Proud of being broke, car full of smoke, crackers on the block, cause they looking for that dope. I got that butter, man, they call me Hustle Man. Who got the youngins in the hood with all the muscle, man? Huh?
I'm out here hustling, hustling on my grind. I'ma make it do what it do. No fuck it if I lose, I'ma have to do my time. Yeah.
Up on they hate when they down on they love.
checks don't clock. How y'all make a buck? You could be the one that shootin' or the one that duck. I like good hair. This is hood hair. From my hair to my feet. Boardroom to the street. Acapella to the beat. Everything's sewn up, blown up. Youngin', you fucking with the grown up. Big Stu said dumbing down. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Every word can be heard. The delivery so clean. Punchlines is mean. Stories is vivid. Either I seen it, I done it, I heard it, or I lived it. I lived it.
Yeah, yo.
This is another Block Club DJ.
Yeah, yo. All I know, yeah, yo. Every time she hit the block, that whole TV on go mode. And if you try to rhyme, it's for the God, that be a no-no. Talk up in them loco. Yeah, yo, nigga, no to. Yeah, yo. All I know, yeah, yo. Every time she hit the block, that whole TV on go mode. And if you try to rhyme, it's for the God, that be a no-no. Talk up in them loco. For me just like Clay-Doh. Play-Doh. And if you try to rob me, leave you holy like a bagel. This block I never let go. Wow. Cause I say so. Lego. Please let go my ego. Before I had to let that desert fly just like an ego. Cause if you didn't know my, please don't take my ego. Cause my life is lethal. Hey, they just be me though. Peso. Money there where I go. If I ever go broke, then I come and get you. You bring that like to hope your life get repo. Try not be a hero, end up in a zero. Yeah, yo, all I know, yeah, yo. Every time she hit the block, that whole TV on go mode. And if you try to rob me, swear to God, that be a no-no. Talk up in them loco, and you need no to. Yeah, yo, all I know, yeah, yo. Every time she hit the block, that whole TV on go mode. And if you try to rob me, swear to God, that be a no-no. Yeah, I just say, yeah, yo. They just like that candy cane, but why not in that Frisco? And why you tryna play me and you know you selling Wapo? When you with the boss, then I got the say so. Oh no, he be licked like oh no. Counting all the moolah paper, you can call it mucho. Cause I be rocking all the paper, moving way like macho. I be eating nacho, cheese. Guapo, vato, holla at amigo, and he gon' get some and wrap on tighter than burrito. I let him know I need it for the low, he need it pronto. He gon' chip a mouth, torpedo. Yeah, yo, all I know, yeah, yo. Every time he hit the block, that whole TV on go mode. And if you try to rob me, swear to God, that be a no-no. Talk up in them loco, and you need no to. All I know, yeah, yo. Every time she hit the block, that whole TV on go mode. And if you try to rob me, swear to God, that'd be a no-no. Sauced up in them loco, and you need no to. All I know, yeah, yo. All I know, yeah, yo. All I know, yeah, yo.
Where shots rule the night. A couple of people bound together to save the evening. Sky Blue, Rick Rude, Fantato, and Big Willie Style.
Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro.
Gracias, papi. Yeah. Three for me, three for you. BBU, yeah, that's my crew. My girlfriend's bad, and she fake too.
Dale, mami, estás gozando, estás bailando, estás sudando. ¿Quién es ese? Estás tomando. Deja tu dinero que yo tengo los tragos.
I don't know what he said, but he called me guapo. I'm desperado. I got your girlfriend in my condo. Drinking margaritas like we off in Cabo.
Diablo, tú eres la mujer más bella. Ven pa' mi mesa pa' hangar con estrella. Deja tu macho que no tiene botella. Big room, bebé, pa' que tú lo sepas.
Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro.
Listen to me, I don't speak too much English. Tú me entiendes, capis, moi, Italian French kiss. Can I I got a dream, please. Can we smoke green, please? Can you get on your knees, please?
I'm redeemed, baby.
Tengo los bolsillos llenos y tu novio lo tiene más o menos. Yo bebo hasta que me veneno. Washington High, Finding Nemo. Rompemos y no nos caemos. Y a los haters se la ponemos. Hope you got the memo, moreno. Hasta luego, nos vemos.
Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, pa' adentro.
Shania Twain.
Don't be a baby.
A Bieber.
Dream that.
Even my old bitch act like she know shit. Calling me, talking about she have a slow dripping. Can I unclog her drain, please? This my side bitch, acting like my main squeeze. Sending pictures of her pussy and she never say cheese. Screaming, daddy, fuck me like you hate me. Though that's not hard to do, I'd rather not bother you. I be saying to myself, you also look like Marmaduke. With your fat ass, my style can switch up that fast. In love with corruption, wanting to give your all will only get your back half. Glad at what that bitch was. Your man fucked your sister. Even didn't tell you, you in Bellevue getting fixed up. Only cause your mother just passed and you miss her. The message I deliver make you shiver in the final days. Especially your nigga who considered me the rightful way. Bird niggas killing people for some Michael J's. Living for the day despite who say. I can say that we have both been dealt the same hand. But I am now a changed man. Moving just to make my name brand. Never caring shit about what you say. And I'm for the fans and for you it's just amazing. And still, I can say that we have both been dealt the same hand. But I am now a changed man, moving just to make my name brand. Never caring shit about what you say. And I'm for the fans, and for you it's just amazement. Nigga, I stole that promotional tee. I never buy me one. You pussy, but got niggas on your logo with the Tommy gun. Undivided attention is at hand for me as I've begun. You seem stunned, how come? The minister said you do not want no parts of me, and neither do he. I've been practicing my archery and stepping up my skills through heart of beast. The margin be wide, niggas preach false prophecies. God is not inside the church, I've learned that he is inside of me. I will never live another man's hypocrisies. I'll send shots at he. You wear your hair like Clubber Lang, but this is not Rocky 3. Instead I see it more like Rambo 2. Be continue thoughts, say truly. Come from off my dome, display no loose sleeve. You can now meet the new me. My softer tone that can't confuse freaks. Moving loosely, but will give me 2 feet. The bitches who creep, they want to move me in, but fooled again. The B-roll hooligan to begin. I can say that we have both been dealt the same hand. But I am now a changed man, moving just to make my name brand. Never caring shit about what you say. And I'm for the fans, and for you it's just amazement. Still, I can say that we have both been dealt the same hand. But I am now a changed man, moving just to make my name brand. Never caring shit about what you say. And I'm for the fans, and for you it's just amazement.
You know what I'm saying? I never seen such a yellow belly sap sucking motherfucker in my life, man. You know what I mean? Yo, I had to holler at this nigga, man. Let the nigga know, man. I was sticking it with his sister and all that. You know what I mean? I ain't even fuck this bitch, man. I ain't even get no ass, none of that. You know what I mean? But shorty's acting up, and I wanted to holler at the nigga and let the nigga know, yo, she acting up, man. You know, but you know, even hanging out, this nigga gonna say, oh, I'm telling my mother. Fuck out of here, man. She a grown ass man. She a grown ass woman. Fuck what you talking about? You telling your mother, nigga. You know what I mean?
the same ass nigga talk about he was going off himself with his broad because she want to leave with her child. Man, let that bitch leave with her child, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, that bitch around you, man. Remember that crackhead bitch was talking that shit, man. Talking about she's going to kill herself. You know what I mean? Crackhead bitch, baby mom, talking about she's going to kill herself and all that because I don't want to fuck with her no more. I'm like, bitch, you crazy. You go ahead and do all that.
I'm like, bitch, you ain't take no pills.
Listen, I took Matt Flintstone vitamins.
Bitch,
you ain't gonna die, bitch. You're gonna get a cavity. That's what I told her. You're gonna get a root canal.
Nobody wanna hear all that, bitch. Me, all y'all niggas, man. Y'all niggas respect the game. Respect me, man.
Everybody.
Shawty, what's happening? We trying to get it busted, so gon' get it cracking. Gon' twerk something, bend that thing over. Girl, I'ma smack it. Everybody know Caleb James love the ratchet, so gon' get ratchet. Girl, get ratchet. Me and my niggas, we all looking for that action. We trying to get it popping. Molly pills popped them. Damn it, I'm rolling. Damn it, I'm rolling. Catch me in the shower, be cooling on the low end. Rose gold chain and my whole wrist frozen. Dope boy magic, know I'm getting fits off. Mismatch designer, you don't know how much the fit costs. When them girls see me, they all go crazy. I just keep it cool, keep everything wavy. Bitches twerking in my living room, I ain't paying them. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the a.m. God damn it, I'm high. My nigga, I'm soaring. My bitch boring, yo bitch boring. Plus I got bitches in the living room getting it on. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. Twerking to the AM, but a shawty gon' let me in them cheeks though. I'm posted in the crib with 6 freak hoes. Then I turn my living room to a freak show. My front room looking like King of Diamonds. Too many diamonds, don't know what the time is. Only thing these hoes know is a nigga shining. Got them like, ooh shit, when a nigga sliding. Shawty, you the shit, pack that ass up, be my theme song. That purple activist is what I lean on. Booty super big, let me see my dreams on.
My nigga, I'm soaring. Yo, bitch, boring. Plus, I got bitches in the living room getting it on. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning.
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 God damn it, I'm high. My nigga, I'm soaring. My bitch, boring. Yo, bitch, boring. Plus, I got bitches in the living room getting it on. And they ain't until 6 in the morning.
another Block Club DJ exclusive.
His team.
Forgive me.
What it do? This is your girl Ely, and I'm up in the mix.
Like every single day it seemed, and when the date was panic, think that's when the lies came. But I would act like it was all good and bring you home. Paid no attention, dropped you off, told you to hit my phone. You played me like a chess piece, guess it was part my pride. But now I see through you, so tell me no more lies.
Beat, two, three,
young.